affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Has anybody ever felt like God just don't hear you? Have you ever got to a point in your life that it seems that God has turned his back on you? Jeremiah's at that point right now, but listen what he's got to say. He hath enclosed my ways, the ninth verse, with hewn stone. He hath made my path crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways, pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. My, my, my. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me. He hath filled me with bitterness. I want to preach, if the Lord will help me, just for a little while in this prayer service to you on learning how to break through the bitterness in our life. Amen. Learning how to break through the bitterness in our life. Has anybody ever had disappointments in your life? You ever had problems, heartaches, troubles? You've come to the house of God and you know you're right with the Lord. You pray and you seek God. You fast and you trust in the Lord. And it seems as though God has turned his back. It seems as though God does not hear. It seems as though God is so far away. Jeremiah's got to a point in his life. Now, we all know what the writer will say about Jeremiah and what they will tell you. And they call Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Such a mighty and a great man is he. God has spoke to him. God has showed him great things. God has dealt with him. But still, Jeremiah's got in trouble. Amen. I'm going to preach. Jeremiah's got to a point in his life that he said, he has made my chain heavy. It's got so hard, Brother Barker, that I just don't know what I'm going to do. I've went to pray and I've cried and I've called out to God, but he don't hear me pray anymore, and he's turned his back on me. And now Jeremiah's got to a certain point in his life that he said, when God bends his bow back, and when he gets ready to shoot his arrows of fury, and when he gets ready to vent his frustration on somebody, it's me that he has let it out upon. I am the one that has seen the affliction. I'm the one that has experienced the rod of his wrath. It's Jeremiah. It's me, the one that's speaking to you, that's had trouble all the day. Jeremiah said, it's you, God, that has filled me with bitterness. Amen. Amen. I want to preach to you. I want to tell you something, friend. It is a dangerous thing to get bitter at God. It is a dangerous thing to blame your problems on the wrong source. Amen. It's not God that got us into this mess, and it ain't God that's took us to where we're at, but it's God that's going to lead us out, and it's God that's going to help us. But Jeremiah's got his eyes on the wrong spot. He's got them in the wrong place. He's pointing the finger where it does not belong, and now Jeremiah is filled with bitterness. Oh my, I want to tell you something. If there's anything that has crept in among our holiness church and has caused men and women to backslide and lose out with God, it is bitterness has crept in unaware in our churches. I want to tell you something, friend. It does not pay us to get bitter at God. Amen. We've all had disappointments, and we've all had heartaches. We've all had the preacher get up, man, my pastor's done it. We've all had pastors get up and preached and hoed our road and stepped where we was at, and it's crossed our ways a little. I want to tell you something, friend. Don't allow yourself to get bitter. Amen. There has been more than one case, and there has been more than one man, and there's been more than one woman that has lost out with God, not because they was not anointed, not because they was not filled with the Holy Ghost, not because God did not have his hand of providence upon them, but they simply lost out with God because they got in the same spot Jeremiah was when he looked up toward the heavens and said, "He hath filled me with bitterness." Amen. Oh my. And now we live in a church age. Now we live in a church age that if we don't prosper, it is God's fault. If we are not just always on the mountain, it's God that has turned his back. I want to tell you something, friend. I believe you can still be saved and enjoy life. I believe you can be saved and have good things and prosper. I'm not preaching that. But hey, just because it ain't a bed of roses, and just because it don't seem like that there's going to come, I mean, just because it seems that days will face us that we cannot get around, we cannot get through, and we cannot get over, let's don't get bitter at God. Right. Amen. Yes. Jeremiah said, "He filled me with bitterness." Oh, yeah. Amen. Hey, there's a young man and a young woman that used to go to our church at Springdale Road, and they Lord have mercy. You would have never thought that it would have ever happened to them, but it did. You would have never thought it would ever creep into their home, but it did. When they was a prospering and doing so well, he was working a fine job, and all of a sudden, I mean, three beautiful children called to preach, and she was just a miracle, really. Didn't seem like that she's ever going to get out of where she's at, and God healed her and touched her. And now when this preacher loses his job and his wife is reverting to go to work to take care of the family, now he gets upset, and now she's beginning to be upset. And all of a sudden, one thing leads to another. And don't misunderstand what I'm a preaching to you tonight. I'm not going to get to where I'm going. But now that same preacher and his wife that would come to church every night, that would pray and sing and shout and raise their hands and rejoice when heartache hit their home and when trouble hit their home, instead of running back to the altar, instead of running back to God, you want to know what happened? That preacher found himself laid up in a bar somewhere, drunk out of his mind, man, because God didn't love him, because God never cared for him. Yeah, the woman now running off with another man, having affairs on him. I want to tell you something, friend. It is not God's fault when we get ourselves in trouble. Lord, help me. I'm going to preach to you. Backslid and lost. Home broke up. Divorce now final. And when I seen that young lady standing there, and she began to talk to me in a business somewhere, me and my wife, she cried, and she wept bitter tears, Brother Collins. She said, "I never thought I'd have been here. I never thought it would have led me to where I'm at now." And I asked her what happened. She said, "I don't know. I just know we started having problems. And when we started having problems, we stopped praying. When we stopped praying, we quit going to the house of God. We started blaming everything
on the Lord. We started pointing fingers in every direction except where they belonged. We started misplacing the blame. And now, my friend, a home that is busted up, a family that has been destroyed because they allowed themselves to get bitter at God. You say, I'm not going to get bitter at God. You'll never admit it. You'll never admit you're bitter at God. But we always take it out on God. Amen. We'll never stand up and say in the church that it's God's fault. But we'll stop raising our hands. We'll stop coming to church. And we'll stop praying. We'll stop looking to God for our help, and then we'll get mad when the preacher tells us, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, we ain't going to stand up and point our finger at God, but who in the world do you think we're taking the blame out on, man? I want to tell you something, friend. Let's don't get bitter at the wrong source. Let's don't get bitter at God. I want to tell you something, friend. It has crept in our holiness churches. We've got men and women and men that can't talk to other men, women that can't talk to other sisters in the church. Bitterness has crept in. We can't have a move of God like we once did. We can't experience revival like we once did because bitterness has taken over our church world. Cruelty's taken over. You know what our problem in holiness is? We have a hard time forgetting. Amen. We got it right everywhere else. Yeah, we do. We got the looks down. We got the walk down. We've got the talk down. But we can't get the bitterness out. Hey, man. Praise God. I want to tell you something, friend. Just because we say, and just because we do, and just because we act, if we don't have it all, we ain't got it none. You hear me? Praise God. I want to tell you something. You're looking at a preacher that has to fight through periods in his life. Hey, it's not easy when somebody hurts you. It's not easy when somebody says ill words at you. Hey, man, I understand that. But I want to tell you something. If we're going to do anything for God, if we're going to go anywhere for God, if we're going to prosper in the Lord, we're going to have to forgive our brother and sister and go on, and don't let bitterness creep into our heart. Man, have mercy. I'm telling you tonight, it was Jeremiah, the great man of God, that God dealt with and spoke to and ministered to. It was that same man that said, God has filled me with bitterness. You know why he got bitterness? 17th verse tells us one reason. Said, thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. And I forget prosperity. Poor Jeremiah is over here in a corner feeling sorry for himself because on this hand, Brother Croucher, there's trouble and there's heartaches and there's sorrow and there's disappointment. But if Jeremiah could have learned to turn back around and look at the prosperity that God had blessed him with, look at all the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Look at all the fine things. I want to tell you something, friend. If we could just remember what God had done, remembered where we've come from, remember how far God has brought us, look back over our life. Amen. I know we got problems, but instead of dwelling on the problems, let's raise our hands and say, thank God. I'm not going to get bitter at the past. I'm going to get over this. I'm going to do better, praise God. I'm not going to allow problems to drag me down. I'm going to look at my prosperity. I'm going to look at what God has done and how God has helped me. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, we've got to break through the bitterness. I was preaching a meeting with your pastor. And he had to leave on Friday. I come down and preach Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if you remember. We was washing the truck, mine. I have to be persuaded to do so. Brother Collins persuaded. So me and him went out and washed that little Green Ranger of mine about 5.5 years ago. We was out there washing that truck. Brother Collins headed home the next morning. I had a knock on my door. There was a preacher standing at my door telling me that last night you were seen at so-and-so and you said such-and-such. And if you don't shut your mouth, we're going to shut it for you. Ooh. I was mad. I'm not lying. I don't even know if Brother Collins remembers it. But I called Brother Collins. I said, you know I was with you. I heard you preach that night. We was washing the truck. Brother Collins gave me some advice I've never forgot to this day. You know what he said? He said, let it die, son. Let it die. Amen. Let it die. There's some things in our life that we need to learn how to just let it die. Amen. Hey, we've had people that's hurt us and we've had folks that said ill words, but let it die. Let's get past it and let's serve God together. I'm telling you tonight, I want to do better. Amen. I walked in camp meeting and that preacher was there, and the Spirit got on me and it wasn't of God. Amen. I wanted to wring his jaws. In the back of my mind, I could hear Brother Collins saying, let it go, son. Just let it go. He come up and told me he loved me, and I felt like saying, you lying snake. You don't no more love me. And I just, man, every time I want to tell him off, I hear, but come on, let it go, son. Just let it go. I want to tell you something, friend. Jeremiah would have been a whole lot better off if he'd have just let it go. We'd be a whole lot better off if we just let some things go. Yeah, they may have done something to hurt you. Yeah, you may not agree with everything that goes on. Sure, there may be things that crosses your wires every once in a while. But let it go and serve God. Amen. Jeremiah said, I forget prosperity. Then he said, remembering mine afflictions. My soul hath them still in remembrance. Hey. Jeremiah couldn't let it go. Jeremiah remembered every bad thing. Jeremiah remembered tainted past. Jeremiah remembered ill words. Jeremiah remembered broken homes. Jeremiah could you just imagine going over and over in your mind? And Jeremiah, here we got one of the finest men in the Word of God, and they call him the weeping prophet. It was Jeremiah. Was it not Jeremiah that said at one point in his gospel that I will not mention his name again? I'll not talk about him no more. But when Jeremiah got to feeling that way, he said, it's just like fire that shut up in my bones. I want to tell you something, friend. If we learn how to get through some things and learn how to fight through our problems, we'd be a whole lot better off. Amen. Jeremiah, what's wrong with you? I can't forget. I can't forget. Amen. How many people have you seen? How many people have you seen? Maybe they get up, they walk by you, and you think, man, I'm telling you, that fella better not say nothing to me. I can't. I remember what he did. I remember what he said. I remember where he was at. You know, I got a pet peeve, really bad. It's this right here. If the Bible tells us, and it's plain, and if God operates this way, that when a sinner comes down the aisle and he prays and he turns it all over to God, and when God forgives, you know what he does? He forgets. And when God forgives, you know what he does with the sin? He casts them as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. And if God cannot remember our shortcomings, and God cannot remember our downfalls, and God cannot remember where we came from, what in the world does our holiness church think we've got to always bring the past up for? It's over. It's done with. When God has forgave them, God has forgave them. But I'm telling you tonight, we've got to learn how to get past bitterness in our life. Amen. Amen. Hey, how many men have walked through our church doors that we have lost because we're men and men don't apologize. Lord, help me. You ought to preach this at home, Brian, and shut up when you're away. But how many men would have been a whole lot better off if they'd have got through that macho attitude of theirs and walked up to that man or walked up to that person and said, "Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. I was wrong." We'd be a whole lot better off. How many sisters would we have kept in our churches if we would not have let domineering feelings take over, if we'd have not let harshness take over? Amen. I want to tell you something, friend. We've had too many church splits. We've had too much church turmoil. We've had too many problems go on simply not because God is not the master of recovering, and not because God cannot help us, and not because God cannot deliver. But I'm telling you, friend, our church world today has got a problem with bitterness. Amen. Amen. Revival comes and revival goes, and the ones that needed it the most is still hurt from 13 years ago. And bless God, until they come to me, I ain't ever going to get in. Amen. I got an uncle that's saved right now. I mean, he's doing good, wonderful. I love his soul. But for 25 years, he was backslid. One of the hardest men you'd ever meet. You know why? He was a deacon in a church down the road, and church problems came in. Lord, have mercy. If you want to find a church that don't got problems, you ain't there. You're going to be looking the rest of your life, friend. He had church problems come up, and the deacon at the church got his feelings hurt. Hurt feelings led to bitterness, and bitterness led to 25 years of sorrow and heartache and turmoil. Amen. It ate at him, and it ate at him, and it ate at him, until he started coming to Sunday school. He started listening to the Word of God. But Brother Woody, you know what he done? He could not break through the bitterness. He wanted to pray. He wanted to make things right. But in the back of his heart, it was ate up with bitterness. It was black with bitterness. Oh my Lord. I'm telling you tonight, we need to learn how to break through it. Amen. Amen. Hard feelings. Jeremiah got them at God. And he said, "God." I can almost see him point his finger into heaven when he said, "You, he hath filled me with bitterness." Amen. Highway of Holiness. I had a boy come to me last week. He said, "I went to Highway last Sunday." I said, "You did?" He said, "Yeah, have you ever been there much?" I said, "Yeah, a little bit." He said, "Great God, man." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I'm going to start going there every service." I said, "Why?" He said, I ain't never been a service where they don't shout, not one." He said, "I don't even know Brother Collins ever preaches." He said, "Every time I go, they just have a breakthrough. They shout and they dance and they run and they pray and they cry." He said, "That's where I'm going to go." He said, "You ever been there? What Brother Collins ever preached, or anybody ever got to preach?" I said, "Yeah, a time or two. Hey, man, we're not always going to shout. We're not always going to walk the backs of aisles. We're not always going to speak in tongues and have a prophecy come forth. We're going to have to struggle along some services. We're going to have to pull the boat behind us every once in a while and just go by, and not even go by feelings, just go by faith and say, 'Well, I guess I'll just keep right on going, Brother Dennis. I believe I'll try it one more time.'" I want to tell you something, friend. Don't allow bitterness to take over. Amen. Amen. Man, Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. I'm getting ready to where I'm going. I'm going to have to shut this down. Hey, man, I want to tell you something. Just because the man of God got up and preached where you was living, don't get mad at the man of God. Thank God that God loved you enough to send somebody by to show you where you was at, and don't allow bitterness in your life. Amen. Hey. Just because There's two girls in our church. They started this tale, and I mean, it's a tale. It's a tall one. We got this is being taped. Lord have mercy. You know it's the truth anyway. We got a few in our church that it just hurts them to tell the truth. They just can't hardly do it. Can't bring themselves to do it. I mean, they started the tale so outlandish, and when it got out that it was them that told it, and when they got cornered, you know what? It was that poor, mean old pastor's fault. How in the world could he corner them? How in the world could he ask them if they'd done that? How in the world? I bless God, I ain't come back to church. Treat me that way. Act like I don't belong. Act like I ain't no member. Bless God, you don't act. And finally, when you pinned them down, it was them that said it. They just didn't want nobody to think they was the ones that said it. And now they're bitter because the pastor, found out it was them that caused them trouble. Lord have mercy. I want to tell you something, friend. Don't allow bitterness. Right. You know what the devil's going to try to do? Amen. He's tried to get you through the world. He's tried to get you through liberalism. He's tried to get you every way he knows how. And he ain't done it. So you know what he wants to do? He wants you mad at you. Right versus left. Board versus pastor. Pastor versus members, song leader versus piano player. And if he can get bitterness to come into the highway of holiness, he's got us where he wants us. And he's got us right at his disposal. And man, have mercy, he can run free course through the highway of holiness if we would allow him to. But I'm telling you tonight, we can break through bitterness before it ever starts. We can drive it out before it ever gets in. We can get over it. We can get over top of it. We can do it. Oh, oh my Lord, have mercy. I want to tell you, Jeremiah said, I understand what I did. I forgot prosperity. I remembered. I couldn't let it go. Amen. So I'm getting ready to close. I just had a pastor's wife tell me, my wife, we just can't have church if so-and-so comes. Well, I just can't. I said, well, how come? She said, and this one told here, and all that happened is that this one never liked this one, and they drug this one and this one in, and it became a big, huge conflict. And when so-and-so walked through the back door, nobody could have church because the devil had drove bitterness in the lives of the members. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad it was a prayer service tonight. Stand with me. We've got to break through the bitterness, friend. Not allow anything to hinder us. Not a thing to drive us down. Not a thing to drive a wedge between us. But break through bitterness.